Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten them with a shotgun. He tells all the guys that need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle Kelly and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their realities, so turn the sound up and enjoy the calamity. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr.
Dabalina. Hey, everybody, I'm Mr. Dabalina, and this is my show, The World of Prank Calls. And today, I'm just going to call up a few people around the neighborhood and check up on everybody, I guess. We're going to start with Nicole. I decided I'm going to follow her around for a few days, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, this is Roy. It's your neighbor. Is this Nicole?
Yes.
Hey. I'm doing a project for the community college. I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be following you around tomorrow.
Oh, Roy.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is. Follow me around where?
You know, just any place you might go. I don't know if you plan to stay home or if you're going out on errands, but I'll be driving behind you and just following you around. It's for a project.
Okay, but that's kind of scary.
Oh, don't be scared. I'm just a student over at the community college.
He's a neighbor. He's going to be following me around.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you around. I'm going to take pictures, and I'm going to take lots of notes about all the times.
What is this in regards to?
It's my college project. Our teacher's making us just follow random neighbors around, so I'm going to be following your wife around.
I would much prefer you not to follow us around.
Why would you?
And if I find out for any reason you are, there will be police reports made.
No, don't. I'm calling ahead of time because I don't want to.
No,
I don't want to scare your wife.
I'm calling you ahead of time.
Hey, why don't you just get off the phone? I was talking to your wife.
Well, guess what? I'm her husband.
I know.
And I don't want you following her around.
I don't even know who you are. I don't understand.
Exactly. I don't know who the fuck you are.
I don't
want you following us around.
I'm not going to meet you or anything. I'm just going to follow you for two or three days.
Okay, what type of car are you in?
Oh, no, I don't want to say that because I don't want to give it away that much.
Well, guess what? I'm making a police report right now.
No, you're not. You're at home. Like, what, do you have police?
Yeah, I'm at home right now.
Do you have the paperwork at your house for some reason?
I don't understand why you would be following me around.
I told you. It's a college thing. I have to do it to get credit. We're following people around.
Pick someone else. Why are you picking my wife? My point.
Well, I could pick anybody. I picked your wife.
Okay, do that. Do that. No, please. I'm asking you not to follow us around.
I already submitted her name, and when I'm done following her around, I'm going to write a story about her life based on what I found on the few days that I followed her around.
You know, you just fucked up real bad, my friend.
What?
Thank you.
Just doing my class project.
Hello?
Hey, Martha?
Yes.
It's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, who from the Homeowners Association?
Steve Dave. I was calling to let you know we're going to be dumping leaves in your yard. It's for the kids.
Land in my yard.
No, leaves. You know, leaves from trees?
In my yard. Oh, you mean over on road.
Well, no, you're on Drive. 248 Drive.
Well, I think you've got the wrong person.
Oh, no, we're going to be dumping all of the leaves in your front yard just for a few days. It's for the kids. They're going to come over and jump in them. We're collecting all of the leaves from the entire neighborhood.
Why on my lawn?
It's for the kids to jump on. You know, they can go. They're all going to show up, and they're just going to, like, jump around, you know, jump in the leaves. It'll be fun for the kids.
Yeah, but not on my property.
Yeah, just in the front yard. It's going to be right around 6 feet high. Some of it's going to spill into the street and onto your sidewalk and into the driveway. Sorry.
Well, what's my address?
The 24 Drive.
They're going to dump it on my lawn?
Yeah, not even for a week. They're going to come and clean it up by Tuesday.
Well, why don't they put it on your lawn?
Well, I don't live in like a very good centrally located area. So, yeah, it's just so the kids can have fun. So don't be stopping the kids from having fun. They're just out there.
No, I don't want it on my lawn. Put it on the community property where the gazebo is.
Oh, no, don't tell us what to do, ma'am. This is for the kids. It's just going to be a fun thing for the kids. Stop trying to spoil it for them, please.
No, this is my property, and I don't want it on my grass. We have a community area for the whole subdivision, which is by the gazebo, and that's got a lot of grassy area. Dump it there.
Ma'am, you don't understand. We've already decided to do this, so they're going to be
No, you have no control over what to do with my property.
They're going
to
start...
You have no right to dump anything on my property.
Well, no, we're with the Homeowners Association. We can do what we want.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, we can. So, ma'am,
no,
stop.
You can't.
This is for the kids. The kids are going to have
so
much.
You know what? I'm gonna call the president of the HOA, see what's going on.
Do you not like seeing kids happy?
This is a bullshit call.
You're
Come
a
on.
Bullshit person.
You're punking me. Goodbye.
What do you mean punking you? Who says that anymore?
Hello?
Hey, David?
Yes.
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, I don't know if it's you or your wife or whatever, but can you stop monitoring our baby monitor? You know, that's just...
What's that?
Stop monitoring our baby monitor. That's just for us to listen to.
What are you talking about?
Well, we have one of those radio baby monitors. It has the camera, the audio and everything, and you guys keep monitoring that. We
have no idea. Who is this?
Oh, this is Roy. And
where do you live at?
Well, I'm on School Road, like kind of around the corner from where you are. But can you just stop monitoring the baby monitor? That's really weird.
Wait a minute. You live on School Road?
Yeah.
I don't live on School Road.
Yeah, you live on Park.
No, I don't. I moved out of there in 2010. My father died.
Oh, bullshit. No, I can tell. It's you guys monitoring it. Can you just knock it off?
Well, I'm telling you right now, I don't live at Park Street anymore.
Look,
I moved out of there in 2010.
You don't have to pretend that you moved out in 2010. We know you're monitoring
it. Dude, I don't live there. I'm telling you right now.
You son of a bitch.
There.
You son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby. That's weird. You creep.
Dude, I don't live at that house. I'm trying to tell you. I'm being honest with you. I don't live at that house.
You're being
whoever
a real
at that house
creep.
Is monitoring your baby. It's not me.
Well, is it your wife?
I can tell you right now, I don't live at that house. My dad died in 2010. Roger, if you knew Roger.
I don't know, Roger. I know you or your wife needs to stop monitoring our baby because, like,
I'm telling you right
now,
it's not me.
What are you listening for? What do you want?
I'm telling you, it's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't live at Park Street. I moved out of there in 2010.
I have a lie detector set up on this line, and I can tell you're lying.
I can tell you right now, I don't live at. I moved out of there when my dad passed away in 2010. I mean, I could. I mean, I'm telling you, you can call the police and ask them. I don't live there.
Oh, there goes the needle again. It's saying lying. It says you're lying.
Dude, where do you live at? What's your address? I'll come to your house right now.
Do you live like nearby, maybe on Park Street?
No, I don't live on Park Street anymore, dude.
Well, why are you saying you're
gonna live there? I haven't lived there in 10 years.
You're
dude.
Saying you're going to come
telling
right
you
over.
The honest God truth.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know who you are.
Look,
I have no idea who you are.
I don't know what kind of creep you are, but just, like, stop
dude,
doing
dude, I'm telling
it.
You, go ahead and call the police.
I'm not calling
want.
The police. It's not a police matter.
Why did you call the police?
I'm just
call
asking you.
Call the police
you
if you want. Dude, I don't live there.
Nicely,
I'm telling you, 100%, I don't live there.
Nicely
you're
is
telling
a neighbor.
Me you got me on a lie detector test?
Oh, I do.
What is your address, dude? I'm going to call the cops because I don't live there, dude.
Everything you say is...
I moved out of there in 2010. We sold the house in 2010 to some lady who rents it out to people now. You got two families living in that house now. For what I hear. So I'm telling you the honest God truth, Roy.
Why is
I do not live in that house.
Why is it coming up as you monitoring us then, you fucking weirdo?
I have no idea. I don't live. I live in the trailer park now, dude. I live at 31 Drive.
Okay,
I do not live in the,
listen
in
here,
house.
David. Listen here, you son of a bitch.
This What's just, that?
I said, listen here, you son of a bitch.
Listen here, dude. Give me your address. I'll come to your house.
No, I was trying to
send the police. I was trying to come there and I'll show you my driver's license.
I was trying to tell you something. Hey, this is just a prank call.
I'm just trying to be honest with you here, dude. I don't live there. I'm trying to be honest with you for you to get the real people that are monitoring your baby.
David, this
I'm
is
serious.
Just a, this
That's
is,
serious shit, dude. This, I understand
this, hey,
that.
Shut up. This is just a prank call. You need to calm the fuck down.
What?
I said, this is just a prank call. You need to calm the fuck down, sir.
This is a prank call.
Yeah, I'm just prank calling people in the neighborhood. I didn't know you moved. Sorry to hear about your dad.
Well, dude, I mean, like I said, I don't live there. I'm trying to be honest with you. Somebody's monitoring your baby. That's really messed up.
Oh, no. I don't even have a baby. This is just a prank call. I'm just prank calling people in the neighborhood. That's all.
What is your name?
Roy.
And what's your fucking address?
Oh, I'm not telling you that.
Well, what street you live on, school?
Yeah, just around the corner, but...
Dude, I lived in that neighborhood for 30 fucking years, dude. I'm going to find out who you are, believe me, motherfucker. You're going to call me and fucking threaten me and fucking prank me and shit, dude? I don't live there. I've lived there in 10 fucking years, dude.
All right, well,
my fucking father passed away. We sold that fucking house. Okay. I'm going to find out who you are, because I know people, still know people that live in that fucking neighborhood, believe me, dude.
Well, it's just
believe
me. It's just a prank.
Believe me.
Just a prank
call. I'm coming down that street in about 5 fucking minutes,
oh,
dude.
Shit.
I'm going to go up to the neighbors. I'm going to find out who the fuck you are.
I'm going to hide. I'm going to, like, close my curtains and peek out them. While you drive by.
No, because the police will be with me, motherfucker.
And I'm going to giggle.
That's who will be with me.
I'm going to giggle while I see you driving by. I'm going to be like, yeah, there's that guy I prank called.
Yeah, you're going to be funny when the police pull in your fucking driveway, motherfucker. You're accusing me of fucking something. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Why would the police come over? What's
now
my crime?
I'm fucking pissed. You fucking call me up and accuse me of fucking your baby shit, motherfucker. I'm calling the cops right fucking now,
I don't
dude.
Even have a baby. What crime was committed that you're going to call
me? What are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there in 10 years.
Because it's a prank call, idiot.
It's a prank call that just turned real fucking bad for you, buddy. What? I'm telling you that right now.
I bet you'll never find me.
Dude, I will find you. I lived in that neighborhood for 30 fucking years, and I know a lot of people in that neighborhood, motherfucker.
All
I gotta do is go around, who in the fuck's Roy? Where does he live? I'll go ask Paul. He lives my fucking neighbor, motherfucker. He still lives there.
Do you know
I've known him for fucking 40 years,
do you
bitch.
Know, hey, shut up. Do you know Mrs. Stewman?
What?
Do you know Mrs. Stewman?
Who?
Mrs. Stewman.
Who?
She's in the blue house, dummy.
Steven.
No, Mrs. Stewman. It's a female.
It's what?
Yeah, see, you don't know shit. You don't know anybody in this neighborhood.
Who are you talking about in the blue house? That fucking blue house has been turned over fucking 10 times in the last fucking 10 years, dude.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the blue house, okay? I know people in that neighborhood that you don't know, dude. I'll find out who you are.
Look here, okay? David. Why don't you just hang up the fucking phone?
No, why don't you, motherfucker?
Oh, I'm not hanging up anything.
I'm on my way to the police station right now, dude. Keep talking,
oh,
bitch.
You're going to go to the police station. Okay, I'll listen to you. Go to the police station.
Keep talking, bitch, because I'm on my way there right fucking now, motherfucker. I'll find out where you live from Paul.
This sounds hilarious.
I know people that still live in that neighborhood, dude.
What crime are you going to tell the police that I committed?
What?
What crime did I commit?
What crime did you commit? You fucking accused me of something, dude.
That's not a crime to just lie.
I got your phone number right here, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You don't even know what the fuck you got. You made the worst fucking call of your life, dude. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I don't know. I'm enjoying this. I'm just wondering.
You're enjoying this?
Like, why?
You're not going to be enjoying it when I'm at your fucking house. I'm going to tell you that much, dude.
Are you going to hurt me?
You're not going to enjoy it, dude. You're not going to enjoy it. Believe me. You're not going to enjoy it.
Are you going to hurt me?
You're going to be regretting every fucking second of this bullshit, dude.
Why? Are you going to hurt me?
No.
Okay.
The police are going to fucking take care of you, dude.
Okay.
For making a prank call and accusing me of something that is ridiculous.
What part of that is a crime?
What part of that is a crime? Prank calls are a crime, dude.
I don't know about that. It's just
accuse somebody of something and saying that stop monitoring your baby. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was just trying to get you riled up. That's all. It works. Oh, you got to take care of that cough.
How did you get my phone number anyway?
You don't have the COVID, do you?
No, I got a cough, motherfucker. Okay. I got a cold.
Okay, well,
you ever cold before?
Stay away from my house if you have COVID, okay?
Dude, I'm coming to you having a cough all over you, you fucking cock.
Oh, now see, that's a crime. You're making threats now? You're threatening
you're a fucking joke.
Infect me with your sickness?
Dude, don't call me back.
I'm going to go to the sheriff's office right now, and I'm going to bring him to your house.
Okay. Dude, listen, I don't know what your deal is or what you got going on over there.
I was just making prank calls.
What's happening?
I'm just making calls.
It was a prank phone call?
Yeah.
That's all it was?
Yeah. We should just hang up and never talk to each other again.
Prank
why,
call. Prank
how did you
call
get my? All right, look, hey, all right. Civil. How did you get my number to begin with?
Someone gave it to me. They said they don't like you.
Someone gave it to me because they don't like me.
Yeah, but believe it or not, it was actually the mayor. Right,
we'll leave it at a prank phone call then, there, buddy.
Okay, sister.
Have a good day.
All right, I love you. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, this is Tim Henson from the city. Do you live
what
on
city?
From the city. Do you live on road?
No, I own a home there.
Oh, okay. We're gonna be digging a big hole in the front yard.
Oh, for what?
On Saturday, it's for training purposes. We're just gonna have about 3 trucks out there. There's a bunch of workmen, and we're gonna put up the banner stuff. You know, the caution tape, instruction under construction, and it'll just last about a week.
Why there?
Oh, they're gonna dig a large hole in the front yard.
Just, oh no, I understand, but why there?
It's gonna be about 8 foot in diameter. They're just it's for training purposes. We're just training some of the employees.
The township owes, hold on.
I'm sorry, hold on. What?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So, why my... What's the address of the property, first off?
495. Okay. What?
Hold on 1 second, please.
Who are you yelling at?
I'm yelling at my wife.
Get her. Get her good. I do the backhand thing when I yell at mine.
So
I don't actually do it. I'm like, just hold up my hand so she knows. Like, you better be careful, so, lady.
Well, I don't do that to my wife.
To the moon, Alice.
So you're going to be digging a big hole for training purposes on my property.
Yes, 8 foot in diameter, probably 8 to 10 feet deep. So I don't know if you consider that big, but, you know, it's not that big.
That's big. That's a basement big, basement deep. But, like, I'm not good with this.
Yeah, we're going to put barricades up all around the hole so no kids fall in.
Yeah.
I
don't want that. You guys own property all over the township. You guys can go dig it on your own property. Go dig it at park, wherever you want.
Well,
but not on my property.
We can't dig up parks. That's a whole different thing. We got to fill out all kinds of paperwork for that.
Okay, well.
But I'm not asking permission. I'm just letting you know we're going to be there on Saturday.
I'm telling you, it's not happening. I will have shit parked all over that front lawn where you can't do it.
Well, that seems
very
silly.
Simple.
Is that a renter's property or something? How are they going to feel about shit parked all over their lawn?
Who is this?
My name is Tim Henson. I'm with the comptroller's office.
From whom?
The comptroller's office here.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm in charge. They wanted me to make calls and let you know that, the public works are coming over there and they're just going to be digging a large hole.
Okay. So sounds good.
But,
yeah.
When's this going to happen?
Saturday.
Sir.
Yes.
Sir. Sir, could you tell that bitch in the background just to shut the fuck up, please?
I will. I will tell her that.
Do you promise?
Yeah, it's quite all right.
Yeah. It sounds good. We'll see you
Saturday morning. Yep. Ma'am, shut the fuck up, please.
Yeah, well, maybe you should do the same thing.
We'll see you Saturday morning.
Thanks,
you won't see me. The construction workers will be there. I'm just an office worker.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Keep it up.
Okay,
good
job. So you won't see me on Saturday, dummies.
Okay.
What was your name again?
Tim Jackoff.
Oh.
Yep, Tim Jackoff. Yeah.
Distorted, later, bud.
Distorted view.
Hello?
Hi, Steven.
Yes?
This is Tim Henson from Verizon Wireless. Says, calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today. It's 9847.
Why?
It's just going to be changed. It expired a couple of years ago. And it's we can change it now.
Wait a minute. I've been here a couple of years, and I changed my phone number a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's when it expired.
To this number.
Well, we're just going to be
changing. How would it expire if I just got it then?
Well, that was 2 years ago.
So why does it expire?
Sir, I was monkeying around in your account, and I just changed it by accident. Okay, I'm so sorry, but it's not going to cost you anything. I just need to give you your new phone number.
What? Okay, is this through track phone?
Yes. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was just in there. I was just looking around, and I accidentally changed the number. I think I, like, you know how you butt dial numbers sometimes? I think I just.
Why, like, can't you change it back?
I don't know how to do that. I'm not trained for that.
Well, is there somebody above you I can talk to?
I don't want to tell anyone anything because, you know, that could give me trouble.
But I've got this phone number associated with my banks, with all kinds of things.
Yeah, so give your banks your new phone number then. Duh.
That's what I mean. I have to contact so many different people.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have that many people in your life.
What?
Maybe you shouldn't have that many people in your life.
What the hell is this call?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to give you a new phone number. Do you want to write this down?
I'll write it down.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. All
right, it's area code 509.
Wait a minute. I'm in Arkansas.
I know. That phone number is going to be in Washington, the state of Washington, not D.C., okay?
Why?
Because we're running low on Arkansas phone numbers.
This is a bunch of crap.
Well, you know, it's like 501, but it's just 509 instead.
Then how did you call me on my number if it's expired?
Oh, I called you on this new phone number, this 5091. Yeah, your 479.
How did it get?
Look, your old 479 number, if anyone calls that from now on, it's going to say it's disconnected.
This is a bunch of crap.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but I'm a new employee. And things happen. It's gonna say,
what is the new phone number?
509-666-6969. So it's an easy
That's
one.
That's a weird phone number.
Yeah, it's an easy one to remember. There's lots of sixes and nines.
Oh, Jesus.
So you're welcome.
No, I'm not.
And I don't appreciate you taking the name of the Lord in vain on the phone with me.
What?
You just took the name of the Lord in vain.
Who are you?
My name is Tim Henson, Distorted View, and I don't appreciate you taking the name of the Lord in vain like that. Just saying Jesus all willy-nilly.
This is a nutty fucking phone call.
Okay, well, are you going to apologize?
No, fuck you.
Whoa, that wasn't an apology.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Speaking.
Okay. Well, don't be so grouchy. Jeez, it's Jimb. I'm your neighbor.
Pardon me?
It's Jimb, your neighbor.
Oh, what's up?
I was flying my drone around your house. I noticed you have a lot of mold and dirt in the windows, kind of like in between where the screen is and the window on the inside. You got a lot of mold spots and everything. I was looking with an infrared camera and a regular camera.
You're looking in my house. I'm not following you.
Oh, no, I'm not looking in the windows. Don't be silly. No, I'm just looking, just checking the mold around all your windows. I was flying my drone around all your windows and just looking at each one. And I just noticed you got a lot of mold and stuff kind of there on the insides of between the screen and the window.
Our house, I guess.
Yeah. Well, tell that wife of yours just to shut up.
Hey, who the fuck are you talking to?
Well, I was trying to talk to you, but your wife.
Who the fuck are you talking? Who are you talking to? Tell her to shut up. Who the fuck do you think you are?
She kept butting in. Anyway, like,
are you stupid?
Oh, God.
Are you some fucking idiot?
Of course not. I'm your neighbor. This is Jim.
Jim who? I don't know who the fuck you are.
Jim Barrett. I'm over on Lane, like kind of right behind you.
All right, well, you know what? It's a good thing you're not in front of me. I'd probably smack your ass for talking to my wife like that.
What? You're mad because you can't control that wife of yours?
Well, you know what, you fucking punk? You know what? Why don't you come out of my house where I'll be home about a half hour, and maybe I can fucking control you.
Look, I was trying to be nice and just let you know about the mold problem.
You know what? I don't want your joy. Hello?
Listen, I wasn't trying to sell you any services. I was just letting you know as a friendly neighbor, you idiot. that you have a lot of mold and dirt in all your windows between the screens.
Good. You know, I just cleaned the windows last week, so go fly your fucking drone somewhere else, okay?
Okay. Well, I was just trying to be a friendly neighbor, and you have to be a big asshole about it, and your wife's all squawking in the background.
Why don't you suck my fucking dick? How about that?
Well, I'm not gay, sir.
Hey, you sound like you fucking fuck. Don't call me again, got it? Fucking idiot.
Okay.
Fucking asshole.
I love you.
Ah, fuck off.
Mwah. So apparently he can ask me to suck his dick, but I'm not allowed to tell him that I love him. And why is he asking to suck my dick and then accusing me of being gay? I'm pretty sure if you're asking another man to suck your dick, that might mean that you're gay. Anyway, that's going to do it for today's show. I hope you all enjoyed it. Remember that I do other prank call shows besides this one. All the calls you heard today was from the Snowplow Show, which is over at snowplowshow.com. And if you like prank calls in general, you should go over to worldofprankcalls.com. There is a lot of stuff over there, like a live show schedule and prank call radio and links to all of the other prank call shows. Get over there and find some shows you like. I'm going to end today's show with a classic song from Rappy McRapperson.
Meet George and Harold. They pull pranks and stuff. They're cool.
Cool.
And they're mischievous. Meet Mr. Krupp. He's not nice. He's mean. That wasn't until the day he saw Hipner in. Professor Boomy Pants, when you're done, you do a little victory dance.
Full of horse shit.